Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They say you should always keep your options open.
Okay.
And that works just fine.
Yeah.
When it comes to how you spend your weekend or what you do for a living. It gets a little more dicey when it comes to your relationships.
Yeah.
But Tommy.
Yeah.
It seems the ladies, despite already having someone who loves them and is committed to them, have decided it's very important to keep their options open.
Yep.
And you're like fine with
it. Bro, I've seen this time and time again. Where I'm not shocked anymore. Like, oh, now I get it.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. One half of women in relationships have a plan B. 50% of women, according to a recent study, have another person ready to go if their current relationship goes down the drain or doesn't do it for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And these women are pretty confident that whoever their person is ready to reciprocate, Kimmy, because you had asked that question a second ago.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, even if you had a plan B in your mind, like, what are the odds that that plan B would line up in their mind?
Well, according to this study, 1 in 10 women said their plan B had already confessed feelings for them.
Oh, so, like, this is something that they've kind of acted on already.
Oh, well, no, I mean, you
or
can
Or had
just,
the conversation.
You can just, I mean, a guy can just tell you something. It's not your fault.
I guess.
Yeah.
1 in 5 women said they are, quote, confident the other man would drop everything for them if they asked them to. And Tommy, I am sure that folks listening think this applies to mostly women dating, looking for the best option. Turns out that's not the case.
Right.
Because more married women in this study said they had a plan B than women who were just dating their partners. And you are sitting here looking like a stoic, historical politician. I'm sorry.
This is just played over and over again. I'll give you another stat. Her plan B, you've met.
Yep.
You know her plan B quite well.
Oh, I mean, it would have to be somebody close to her in her life.
I mean, you don't think that this is on her radar, but he be.
So they get up, they get into that in this study. Mm-hmm. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. One half of the women that have a plan B say their partners are already aware of that other man. The most common candidates were a friend that they had for 7 years or more, an ex-boyfriend, or a coworker.
Yep.
Now, as a husband or boyfriend, you should be intimately familiar with at least the friend and the coworker. Ex-boyfriend, maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't seem bothered by any of this.
No, I just seen it over and over again, so it's kind of common.
I'm just used to it, man.
But I would think,
but I didn't know. But it took. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think.
Look how scared he is. Look how scared he is. I'm sorry. Please talk.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Yes,
I would think because you're saying you've seen this, like you would be more worried about it because you know it exists.
It took me years to put two and two together.
By the way, he's not even talking about this story. He means the numbers.
Yes.
All right. But you did realize it eventually.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's happened to every guy in some relationship.
Oh.
Maybe they're married or, girlfriend or whatever.
Is that true? 252-WCMF? 252-9263? So let's walk down this road here.
Yeah.
On one hand, it's not like your partner or your spouse is cheating on you.
No.
Right? They haven't done anything with this guy. They're not actively making plans to run away with this man. Yet, they have thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Yet they know it's a for sure thing.
Well, at least in their head.
It's okay. A fantasy.
Yes. Well, okay, but no, I mean.
But no, there's a difference. Because I thought at first fantasy because I would think that, again, what are the odds that that person would be all in too? But according to this, like, it's a possibility.
Mm. Yeah, no, I think that's the perfect difference. Fantasy versus possibility.
Okay.
Because there are lots of men that fantasize about women they see on social media.
Or think somebody would, or is into them enough to do that.
There is no possibility there. Here, at least in the minds of these women, there is a possibility.
Okay.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Are these women who have a plan B doing anything wrong?
Well, it sounds like they got one foot out of the relationship.
Oh.
Right? I mean, if this is something that's on your radar, it sounds like you're not all in.
Would you agree with that, Kimmy?
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's something that you kind of have lined up in a way, it does seem weird.
You're thinking about
that. That's again, that, you know, it's a possibility.
So would you guys consider this cheating?
No, but you're on your way.
Oh, wait, you're on the straight rail to cheat town?
Yes.
I don't think it's cheating. You haven't acted on anything, but for me, it would be a red flag in my relationship.
Okay, so Tommy, we just found out that one half of women in relationships, period, have a plan B guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like that they have in their head, they have the man picked out. We also found out that married women are more likely to have a plan B. We have with us in our room a woman who is married.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me, Kimmy, from the break room.
Yes.
You don't have a plan B.
Well, when you first said this, my mind immediately went to, and I don't know why, I assumed like that women would have an ex that they.
Well, that was one of the top three.
But she don't count anyway because she married a beef god.
A what?
Beef god?
Yes. I mean, that's about its top dude as any chick's ever going to nail.
I'm surprised that everything worked out with plan A.
We all were.
Yeah.
But I can't think of like a guy that I have thought about or talked to in that way where I would think, he's definitely all in if I break up with my husband.
You don't think there's a man in your life in some kind of orbit that if you left your husband and went to him and said, I want to run away with you?
No, because
we all agree.
And I also wonder in this study if the men that women have an idea of, if they're even into those men. Or if they just know that that man would be willing to drop everything and be with them.
Oh, you think it's more about security than it is like a sex?
Candy is they can push
around. Maybe not security so much as a confidence boost.
Okay.
A kiss-ass candy ass.
You just said a candy.
Soft boy.
You just said a candy ass is where we could push around. Again, you're my friend, but you bailed on me this morning quickly when I needed you.
I candy ass your ass. I candy ass your ass.
You live in your wife's house.
Yeah.
You have said multiple times on the show that you do everything she says.
Mm-hmm.
You will not confront her about anything, even stuff that you're actually upset about.
Mm-hmm.
What does that make you?
Candy ass soft ass. I know what I speak. Listen to my soft ass. My dimply soft ass.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this study that shows one half of women in relationships currently have a plan B person.
Yeah.
50% of women said they have another person ready to go. 1 in 10 women in this study said their plan B has already confessed feelings for them. About 1 in 5 women said they are confident that this man will drop everything else they have going on if they ask them to. And the top 3 most likely men in these women's lives, 1, a friend of 7 years or more, 2, an ex-boyfriend, 3, a coworker. All right, now we got some sad stories coming in.
Okay.
Don writes us, Donald, on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. My wife of 7 years just left me for the only other guy she slept with in high school. And now they're together with a new baby. He was definitely a backup plan.
Jesus.
Come on.
Already got the kid.
And it's Donald we're talking here.
Donald.
Yeah, you left Donald.
Donald! Man, that's a tough one.
That is tough. But that kind of sounds like something that she's been wanting to go back to me.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously.
By the way, Donald's listening, so I wouldn't have said that out loud.
Well.
Man, Don should have saw that.
Sorry,
man.
Hey, Donald.
Sorry,
come on, Don. Wake up, Donald.
Sucks. Come on.
Get your head out.
Do you think men are, do women tell their husbands or boyfriends that's my backup plan?
I would think no.
No?
I would think that would cause a lot of tension in your relationship.
Yeah, they're smarter than
How could you ever be around that guy if you tell your significant other that.
Let me ask it this way. Mm-hmm. Tommy, let's say you're walking through Wegmans with your wife.
Yeah.
She runs into a guy, introduces you. And after she leaves, after the guy leaves, you go, you know, if I never met you, I'd be with him. Would that bother you?
Yeah, that doesn't need to be said.
But she picked you.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear that.
But she picked you.
I don't want to, yeah, that's not a good thing to tell people. That's a terrible thing to tell people. Yeah. What am I supposed to do with that information?
Be proud?
Of what?
You beat that guy.
Not really.
Or, but yeah, but you don't know how that relationship ended.
Yeah, like yeah,
maybe
yeah.
You dumped her.
It isn't, yeah, just, it's too vague. It's almost an insult.
Okay. But, I mean.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
But think about it this way. Every ex you come across, to Kimmy's point, that your partner has, if that person dumped them, they may want to be with them or would have wanted to be with them more than you.
Mm.
You've never had that thought in your head?
Not really.
Well, you should, especially you.
Well, all my...
Especially you.
All my breakups were so horrible.
Would you be offended if you found out you were somebody's plan B?
Is that enough? I would be like, I would be flattered.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, but they still didn't pick you.
I was a plan A.
Yeah.
Plan B.
Yeah.
Silver medal's still pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, you're not aluminum.
Yeah, that's like 15.
Because okay. It's kind of her saying, if I wasn't with him, you're my second choice.
Okay, all right. Like, that's a good call. You're right. That would.
And
hurt.
I know maybe it's a, I guess in this case, maybe it's more of a mutual thing, so you're both kind of cool with it. But if she just straight up said, like, if you weren't seeing anybody, you're just a single guy, and she's kind of making it like, well, be ready for me just in case this doesn't work out.
Mm. Well, okay, that could have been a timing thing where she met that person first and doesn't want to bail on the safety. I mean, she's thinking about me.
Okay.
Yeah, but she doesn't. But she doesn't.
She finds you attractive.
Yeah, but
enough.
She like still.
Well, no,
because
Kimmy says that's not necessarily true. She
well,
may
doable.
Just want the safety.
I do wonder. I wonder Rideable. How many women in this study are actually into their plan Bs, or if they just like the idea of having it.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
That's a good question.
All right. Like it's a comfort thing almost.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Because it's kind of like a rebound, right?
Ask away.
Well, no.
Doesn't necessarily mean that relationship's going
to
work out.
No, I don't think it's a rebound. Because to me, rebound is I just want to get carnal on something I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
This would be a long-term solution.
Or so you think.
Okay. In your head, though.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
As we find out that one half of women in relationships have a straight-up plan B man, like, ready to go. Do you think you know your wife's type? Like, if I asked you to describe your wife's plan B, having never seen him before, how close do you think you could get?
Oh, I think, you know, a slighter, handsome devil, you know, with a large head. I don't, you know, that's a great question. I don't know. Like, what her type was, not me.
Yeah, if it wasn't
you,
what her type.
Because you guys met later in life, so you didn't know,
no.
You never saw her dating or anything.
No.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Okay.
I know the two guys that she was with were completely different looking dudes.
No, I get that.
But I'm kind of closer to the first guy she was with.
Okay.
In stature.
So she was waiting for you all and all.
Yeah.
The other men were just placeholders till Tommy Mulay showed up. I mean, Kimmy, do you think you if your husband had a plan B,
yeah.
Do you think you
I would have, my husband's plan B would be so unpredictable based on his dating history. I do not know what his type is. It is all over the place.
Yeah, it sure is.
See, this is normally
it ebbs and flows. Some people buy on the dip.
So, like, if I were to line up, like, five women in front of you,
yeah.
Do you think you could pick out the one he found most attractive?
No.
No?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
What do you think your wife's type is?
I don't want to think about that.
Because don't forget, you look different than when...
Yeah.
Because you were a fat boy.
Okay, I wasn't like...
You were on your way to Fat Town, baby.
What, a one-way trail to Fat Town? I wasn't super fat. I was
no,
I was doable.
When you met.
But you were doughy and doable.
So you think your type was doughy and doable at the time?
I guess.
And you were busted.
Yeah, she dated some successful people. I mean, just based on what you've told us.
I mean, she was she's an Ivy League educated woman. So what do you think she's attracted to? Not if not you, who?
I am the outlier of the men that I've seen that she's dated before. So I don't know. I think that she's attracted to souls more.
Okay.
Like my soul.
Your soul? You're Irish. You don't have no soul.
That is the worst thing you've ever said to me in my life.
What's
oh my God.
Irish soul music is there.
Van Morrison?
Oh my God, he's drunk stealing stuff from the black man.
What are you talking about? How did we get here?
totally ripped off. Black culture.
Oh my
you
God.
Two, same thing.
Oh my God. Can I get my radio co-host Plan B in here, please? Terry, please call me.
Terry.
I don't know. But here's the thing.
Right.
I think with you and I and a lot of guys listening to this show,
yeah.
The Plan Bs will look totally different than us because it wasn't our physical attributes that got our
no.
wives.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like we're a couple of smooth talking gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got. Mm-hmm. are you coming to this realization that your wife was never attracted to you?
I mean, I bring the hot rod.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Ask your mom.
Nick writes us.
Got some soul last night.
Nick writes us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Tommy's wife's ideal man has his own house, assets, and maybe even a job. That's also a great call.
I have a semi-job.
I didn't say it. Nick said it.
Nick.
Do you think men have this? Like, what percentage of men have a plan B that they can run to?
Do you think men think that they have it, but maybe aren't as sure as the women that have it are?
That's a better question.
I think men think they can play the field.
I think
if it goes south tomorrow, man, I'm back on the market. I'm banging everything.
Well, yeah.
So I don't think they want to lock in to a woman. They want to play the field. Mm. And every guy thinks that they can play the
field. Their plan B is just anybody.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and party and bang.
Well, and I think that's what's so
I'm going to be a playboy.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% because women here are fantasizing about a whole new life.
Yes.
With someone else. Where I agree with you. Guys just want to go
party,
out.
Man.
Let's get carnal. But here's the thing. I don't know which one would be worse. Right? Because like you say it with guys like we're stupid and we just want to go out and get laid. But like the women here are literally in their heads having a life with somebody else while they're with someone.
A future.
I mean, that's probably worse.
You think that's worse?
Because that person actually exists. That person, she, again, thinks is a possibility.
It's deep.
I think the mystery of just anybody is a little bit more vague. So you can't pinpoint, I guess, who they would go after.
If your husband asked you to paint your ideal silver medal, would you do it for him?
My ideal plan B?
Yeah, your plan B.
I mean, I guess.
Is there someone in your life, a man in your life right now?
I would paint somebody that's kind of, I mean, he's my husband's my type, so it would be somebody that looks like him.
Top shelf Kimmy over
tall.
Here.
Tall.
Good
shape. Be tall.
I'd want to meet you in a different life. I love you.
But I don't have.
I love you.
Anybody in my head to.
I love you.
You're ripping him off, man.
Brown eye, Kimmy.
So you'd have to be tall, in shape.
Yeah.
So that's your type. That's it.
That's what I mean. I guess
so
I
would just go get another your husband.
I don't know if that would bother him more if I said, if I told him it would be somebody similar to him or if it would bother him less knowing like he's my type.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried if I'm him because it's not like he hangs out in a house full of guys that look just like him all the time. Are you not allowed to go to the firehouse?
Something about those mustaches. I was just kidding.
Is that the first time Kimmy has immediately regretted saying
yes.
something?
I did.
Now every time she walks
I heard it and I didn't like it.
You're going to have five guys with pots of chili walking up to you because that's how you get Kimmy. Giant pots of chili. We'll wrap it up with this. Philip writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. I had a plan B when I was married that would hit me up from time to time. When I got divorced, she was still with her boyfriend. We hung out once, and she got scared, so my plan B didn't work out. So I guess Philip is not attractive enough.
Poor Phil.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Men do not like the doctor.
No.
It's a scientific fact that married men live longer mm-hmm. than single men, only because our wives force us into medical
care. You got to push them.
Yep. Also, men are not healthy, period.
Yeah.
And that's what this story is all about. But the folks who wrote it, although they had the best intentions, may have made a mistake.
What happened?
Because men, in general, we look at odds. And when the odds look like this, instead of being scared,
okay,
maybe things are better than we thought.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So not only is it Father's Day on Sunday,
yeah.
June is also Men's Health right. Month. Meaning, if you are a gay dad, you have hit the June hat trick. And as part of Men's Health Week this week,
yeah.
guys are being encouraged to go to the doctor and get things checked out.
Just get a physical.
Yes. And that's something we have to be reminded to do. Mm. Turns out, Tommy, the reminder is not enough. Because not only do you say, hey, you should go to the doctor, and guys are like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You have to scare them into doing it.
Yeah, you need a health scare.
Yeah. Like,
that's what usually does it for guys.
Okay, a personal health scare.
Yeah, or like somebody, like when your dad had his health scare.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of straightened your ass out.
It did. But if you don't have a personal health scare,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to see some numbers.
Yeah.
News 8 did a story this week to illustrate how bad men's health actually is.
Okay.
According to the CDC, 15% of men 18 or older are in fair or poor health.
Man, at 18?
18 or older. 50% of
what
men.
What kind of sloth is that?
50% of men are struggling with hypertension. 40% of men 20 and older are considered obese.
So we tense.
Yep.
We fat.
Yep. And we're in poor health.
Yeah.
And those numbers are alarming.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I got to be honest.
Right.
Way better than I thought they'd
okay,
be.
Okay, all right.
Really?
Well, look, I mean, Kimmy, men in general are risk takers.
Yeah.
And past that, we treat life like old school baseball managers where we're going to play the odds.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to play the percentages here. And even knowing now that 15% of adult men are not in good health, well, 85% of them are.
Well, kind of are.
Oh.
I mean, that's the I mean... Like, I wonder how many guys are in actually great health.
Tommy, if 15% of men 18 or older are in fair or poor health. That means 85% okay. are in pretty, good health.
Well, is it good health or is it just not bad
well,
health?
Well, no, fair.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's wrong right now, health.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to put myself in that 85%.
Right. You know the thing about, no woman has a food story like a man.
For example.
Like, you'll have a story about the time you ate such and such a thing and brag about it.
Yeah.
The amount, you know, how many times you went back up and ate. Guys brag about that kind of stuff.
You're right.
How much beer they drank.
A good call.
Like, how wasted they got or how many bad drugs they did back in the day.
Women don't have those stories, Kenny?
Well, if they do, they don't brag about
it. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure
they're there, but they're not braggadocious.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we don't tell the stories because we don't think people are going to be impressed
by
them.
And I think they drop off of that game pretty early in life.
Okay. Would you agree with that, Kimmy? Have you seen this?
I know some women that stick with it.
Have you seen Kimmy eat?
I have seen her eat. Bro, she eat like a man.
I went to a Chinese buffet with Kimmy, and yeah. I came back with 9 fingers. It's very scary. I guess what I'm getting at is, and I agree with what you're saying, men always tend to look at the glass as half full,
mm-hmm.
which is really good for handling day-to-day life. It's not good for taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
And if you want guys to actually go to the doctor, right, if your news ain't here trying to share some alarming statistics, you have to do way more to scare the hell out of men.
Yeah, you do.
All right, you ready to get guys to go to the doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if News 8 wanted to do this, they would have gone with these statistics. Men, on average, die a whole 5 years earlier than women do.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
You're not alarmed by that?
I always thought that was the case.
Okay, it is. That's 5 years.
Yeah.
That's 5 more seasons of White Lotus your wife is going to get.
True.
Unless you go to the doctor.
Half a decade.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's not scary enough.
No.
Okay, well, we've only just begun.
All right.
Did you know, Tommy?
What?
1 in 5 men die before retirement.
Oh.
Ah,
we're
getting somewhere.
I know. I've known guys that retire, and like within a year, they're dead.
So in this,
they don't even get the ring.
Make it to retirement.
Yes, they don't get the watch.
In the study, they use 65 as the cutoff because that's supposed to be retirement age. Because we live in the '50s.
Yeah.
20% of men will die.
Wait, 20% won't get to 65.
Will die before 65.
God, that's a heavy duty one.
So the good news, if you hit 65, you got a great chance of getting to 80 according to this study.
All right.
But men who hit 80 according to the study also way more likely to have gone to the doctor.
True.
Right. Yeah, well, they've taken care of themselves later in life.
So have I scared you yet?
Yeah.
All right, we're getting there.
That making retirement one was pretty shocking.
What might be the scariest stat, however, men are 3 times more likely to die of suicide than women are.
Yeah.
3 times.
Well, yeah.
Well, we know that.
Especially in older men. It's very high.
So that's just it.
Like my age.
The average age for a man taking his own life. We're not talking like kids in their 20s, like confused.
It's like Robin Williams.
It's 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's according to this study. And look, these are serious topics. But if News 8 really wanted guys off their asses and be like, whoa.
All right.
That's what you have to do. If you want to motivate a man, you have to scare the hell out of him.
Yeah.
But do you think even the scaring doesn't work because they may look at that case that you're talking about and think, well, I'm not that bad, so I don't need to go to the doctor.
Well, it depends
on
who's...
Especially if you keep painting like worst case scenarios, like I think some guys will see it as like a like reassurance that they're doing fine.
So when you get to be my age, you know, guys start dropping off the you know.
Yeah.
That's what scares you.
Okay. So you need a personal connection.
Well, it's going to happen. Like if you live long enough, some of the people you know just ain't going to go far with you.
But here's the thing. At that point, it may be too late, right? Like, you may have done
enough. It's probably too late, but it will scare you.
Okay, I guess it's never too late. I'm sorry. Like, you know, there's always time to get better. But I'm saying, like, there may have been things you have done that have put you on a path.
The damage is set.
Yeah, by the time your friends and family start to go.
But there's guys in your life that you thought were going to be around, and no.
What a terrible way to put that.
No, I'm just saying, like, You won't have fat friends long. You just won't.
Now that's a scary
thing.
Bro, think of all the fatties that hung around me that are gone. And you knew some of them. You were one of them.
Does it also help, though?
So am I going to die?
No, because you lost weight. You lost weight at a young age. You probably added decades to your life by dropping the LBs.
Man, thank God I have more time to spend with you.
Yeah. You know, you're stuck with my scrawny, miserable ass.
Hey, you're going to die soon.
I still think you do mental gymnastics in your head, though.
Oh, yeah.
You'll look at, like, one big guy who went long and be like, well, He could do it.
Oh, yeah.
I could do it. I'm more healthy than he is.
We know some. We knew some like big dudes that went deep into their 70s.
We literally just did it this morning. You know, we talked about Brian Wilson dying at 82.
Not a health nut.
No, both of us were like, man, he blew up and he made it to 82. Yeah. That was the first thing we said. Yeah. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Troy writes us, man, it doesn't matter how much you scare us. Some things are beyond our control. As a veteran that uses the VA for all my health care, takes months to get an appointment. If I had something seriously wrong with me, I'd be dead by the time I get seen. Give us hotter doctors. We might go more. Okay.
I'm gonna
disregard the second point. Yeah. There. No, look, I understand there are things beyond people's control.
Right, but most guys aren't even going. It's not because I can't find a doctor.
You got it. Like, if you have the opportunity to go, if you have the insurance, you should go.
You should. But then you get mocked by your buddies.
Which also is a stupid thing.
Yeah, it really is. Like, when a guy goes to the doctor once a year or goes to the dentist twice a year, and then your buddy mocks him, saying he just goes there because he wants to feel the doctor's finger. Guys like that, you know, don't help longevity.
Okay, the finger thing I have said. I'm not mocking you for going to the doctor. I mock you for being close personal friends with your doctor.
There's a difference.
And this is the guy you should be friends with.
And this is from a man who's sleeping with his dermatologist.
Do you think guys, I'm sure guys mock each other, but they also do the thing where they compare, you know? Like,
it's
even if you talked about your issue that you're having, that guy you're going to talk to is going to tell you why his is worse, why he knows a guy who had it worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's true.
I don't know if that's helpful either.
None of it is.
I know what you mean, because you don't want to look like a pansy. But, I mean, if there's one number you tell, I want you to take two things away from this, because the suicide one is extremely alarming, that men are three times more likely to die of suicide than women are. Mental health is part of health.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But that 20% of men will die before the age of 65.
Yeah.
Because 65, I think, for most people, no matter your age, is just a given.
Right. That's going to be your golden year.
You are going to get there.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
and
you
then you're going to have a few years to go enjoy your life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not so fast, buddy.
That's.
Jeez.
20% of you over here, please.
Speaking of positivity.
Airhead 7109.
Airhead?
Airhead. Writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. I'm 28, just had a health scare, and it's gotten my ass into gear and into better health.
Well, that's young for a health scare.
You know, it is funny, though, man. Like, maybe, like, a health scare at a young age, as inconvenient and as expensive and scary as it can be, maybe that's a good
thing.
Makes
you a healthier person later.
Probably is. For guys, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ooh. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah. So my thing, I was talking to Kimmy. I was telling her is, so like, as far as the mental health with the guys, like, if I came, first off, Tommy, this would never happen. If I came to you with something that I was struggling with, you would just rip me up and down and make fun of me the entire time. So that, I feel like that's the problem with the guys as far as, like, mental health. Whereas, like, women is, like, if Kimmy's having a problem, she'll go talk to her girlfriends, and they're going to support her and give her, like, positive reinforcement.
Okay, but let's talk about that. I understand where you're at base level, but I would make the argument, and maybe I'm speaking for me personally.
Yeah.
I am more comfortable sharing my problems with a guy who is going to make fun of my problems. Because once the emotions...
But it doesn't get you anywhere.
I don't know, because like the making fun will start and then the conversation will start.
You think?
Well,
you think you can get to that point?
I do, and here's why. I think where men get uncomfortable, why we don't share this stuff with other men is because we don't want to have that legitimate, emotional 80s sitcoms.
Heart to heart.
Yeah, soft music. I want that guy to bust my balls and then we'll get to where we gotta go.
Yeah, no, I get it. But yeah, I'm 100% positive that when I go back to the YouTube comments, I'm probably going to get crushed in the YouTube comments, too. So, I mean, it is what it is. It's a struggle that the guys have to go through on a daily basis. It's kind of annoying. It's just like, soak it up and be a man. It's like, yeah, we have problems, too. You know? I don't like this phone call.
Why are you doing this right now?
I want to kill myself right now.
Why are you doing this right now?
That's what I'm talking about. It's like, it is
I want to go hang myself right now.
It's just like, stop being dicks to each other and help each other out.
Yeah,
like,
man.
No, but I want... Okay, Ben, I guess it's all personal preference. Ben, go to the doctor, for God's sakes. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there goes Ben. No, I mean, I guess there needs to be a discussion.
Balance.
Well, okay, yes, balance.
Keeping it a comfortable conversation, but also actually finding a solution or helping that person.
You know what we need?
What?
We need like a psychiatrist for men. You remember the Jack Astor's at old restaurant?
Yeah,
where you
yeah,
walk
yeah.
in and they just insult you to your face.
Right.
You need a psychiatrist. What's up, bitch, you ugly yeah, of course that happened. You fat, you're stupid.
Maybe that's a that could be something.
I'd be way more likely to open up to that psychiatrist, yeah. right? Even if, like, I think a woman doing that would make me even more at ease.
I think that's called something else.
No, I'm not trying to get a boner.
Yeah, it's like a fetish.
No, you idiot.
Call me an idiot. Come on.
Yeah, I like it like
that's
that.
That's not what I'm saying.
See, say this, I'm a dirty boy.
This is why I can't tell you my deepest, darkest thoughts, because you immediately make it a fetish. Take a break.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's an easy way to fix this.
Okay.
Because this man would not be in this situation had he not made a really stupid decision.
Oh.
One that was easy to avoid. It's an unforced error. And if we make the announcement that these people are no longer being helped when this is happening, bet you it cuts down on it.
All right.
At least when you see the next guy do it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A 30-year-old man from New Jersey.
What did he do? He did a Jersey thing.
No, he didn't.
Oh, no.
Was gored by a bison.
Oh. How?
On Tuesday at Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, God.
According to...
It's that time of the year.
Tourists got a little too close.
Yes.
You see it every year, man. Yeah.
So he was part of a large group of visitors at the geyser around 9:45 a.m. He apparently wandered off from the group to get closer to the bison.
I'm going
to
take a picture of this big old mean-looking thing.
Apparently the bison did not enjoy this, and he freaked out and went after the man.
Oh, God.
So it looks like he's going to be okay. Well,
that's good.
Right?
So it missed his vitals.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But Yellowstone and all animal experts are, again, reminding people to stay away from wild animals. For example, they even
I can't have to tell people this.
No selfies with bison.
They yeah. even give you a radius for each animal.
Like how fast they can move.
Well, okay, so they say bison, elk, bighorn, sheep, deer, moose, and coyotes, you need to stay 75 feet away, okay. minimum. Bears?
Is that your scary bears or the ones that have a speech impediment?
Bears,
yeah,
wolves, and cougars, you need to stay at least a football field away from.
Come on,
okay.
people.
300 feet. So
those are the scary ones. Like, those are the ones that, like, you don't need a sign. Right. You don't need a warning.
No, because, Kimmy, I think that social media is leading people to do this. Because you see these videos of, like, friendly bears wandering through backyards.
Yes,
and like,
but the bison still usually is just standing there. It's like minding yeah. its own business. Yeah.
And there might be three of them. And they don't even kind of notice you, so these idiots will walk all the way up to them, thinking it's like talking to a cow or petting a cop's horse.
Yes.
What kills me is when people do that, and we've seen videos of people doing that with their children.
Oh, yeah.
So you had said it's that time of year?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out this is the second bison goring in America so far this year.
We're not even in the summer.
No, we're not. Like, the normal goring period is still like a week or
July
two.
July and away. August, I always think that's good goring season.
You got it. So we're already two gorings in before the goring season. Okay. So everything we've said, I think, is true.
Yeah.
Because we said it. Mm. Right? Like, this needs to stop happening, and why don't people get it? May I make a proposal to keep this from happening as much as it
What's
does?
What's that?
Okay. Folks who get too close to scary animals on purpose,
mm-hmm.
all right, when you do this, you no longer get any help until the animal is done with you.
Okay. So you had to be mauled to almost death?
Well, no.
Well,
is that
because you're saying, like, so nobody else gets hurt?
No, okay. That's a good. No, that's not what I was thinking, but yes, okay. that's a all good right, way right. to, like, put it in a kind oh, way. Yeah. Look.
Let the fight finish?
Yes.
All right.
You walked into this animal space. You had no reason to do this. If you intentionally did it, in my book, that means you're fair game. Until the bison or the moose or the bobcat yeah. or whatever
alligator.
Decides it doesn't want to mess with you anymore.
Okay.
Because you have now put your safety in their hands.
I agree.
And here's the thing. I get that probably won't stop the next guy from doing
this. It won't.
This, but I promise you it'll stop the guy after the next guy from doing this.
You would hope.
When that video shows up on social media. Because I think that men specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Have this idea that, well, I can get close to this animal because if something goes wrong, some, like, SEAL Team 6 with tranquilizer guns will come out, take down the bison.
There's a safety
net in
place. It is
amazing what guys will put their hands on.
Well, I think Harambe played a part in that, too. You remember the gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo?
One of the most horrific things I've ever seen, and the kid lived.
Yes, but it's because they had to kill the gorilla.
Yeah. Right.
And I think people think, you know, if things get really out of control, one, I can handle it, but if not, something will save me.
There's a great video.
At a zoo where there's people there to save you.
So there's this great video of two golfers confronting, like, one golfer sees an alligator on the fairway. And I think they're pros. And he, like, freaks out and goes the other way. The other guy goes over and wiggles its tail and it goes in the water. So it makes the guy that, like, shrieks look like
the
a
right
huge
thing.
Puss.
Yeah.
And the other guy, that's a man right there. Like, there's no way I'm doing that.
I do remember you watching this video in the room and going, wow. Yeah. Like, you were impressed.
Yeah. I'm going, like, how do you have the balls to grab a gator by the tail?
Okay, but you just did.
I know.
What the problem is.
But I ain't doing it.
Not only did you do that, you shared the video with us or told us about it. And now, in my mind, all I got to do is just wiggle the alligator's tail and it'll go away.
Yeah, just tickle.
But it goes back to the other point. Social media is making animals seem less dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But it should do the opposite, because we should be seeing more of the dangerous side along with those other videos.
No, I'm with you. Share all of the gorings that go horribly, horribly wrong.
Yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this man on Tuesday at Yellowstone National Park. He was gored by a bison, 30-year-old man. He's 32. Like,
That's a perfect douchebag age.
No, if you told me 22, I would have been like, okay, that makes sense. 30?
Well, actually, men will do this crap at any age. Yeah. What am I thinking?
Yeah, I guess you're right. It looks like he's going to be okay, but Yellowstone is again reminding people, do not get close to the animal.
Yes.
By the way,
it's summer, and they're pissed.
I've got some Bison stats.
Like how much they're up on the game?
Well, look, the average Bison, it says, weighs 3,000 pounds. That can't be true.
They're about the size. They're about the size of an SUV. Like in size.
Okay, like length.
Yeah, and they're 3,000 pounds.
A pure muscle.
So a car weighs what? 4,000 pounds? The average car?
Well, I don't know. Is your mom in it?
Yeah, she's in the back seat.
Yeah, bro. If she's in a car, she's always in the back seat. Legs in the air.
Kimmy, can you Google what a bison weighs? Because now I'm starting to question this story.
Said it.
I'm questioning.
They're huge when you see
source.
Them. When you see them, people walk up to them. They look gigantic.
So do you remember? So which makes. Oh,
so there's two different types.
Okay.
Oh no. It says they weigh up to 2,000 pounds.
Okay, so maybe unless the bison are getting
male
bigger.
Male bison.
You know why?
Yeah. The milk.
Hormones in the milk.
Yeah.
So the Colorado Buffaloes, they have a real buffalo mascot. They still do that, right? Where they run them out of the tunnel?
Oh, they do? Oh, the college team?
Yeah, Colorado. Yeah, and then, remember a couple years ago, Tre'Davious White, for a home playoff game, wanted the Pegula family to get a live buffalo and run it out of the tunnel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I believe all three of us were on board with that idea.
Yeah, probably.
So I guess maybe we're
dumb.
Just
yeah,
as
a little
dumb
bit.
As the guy who got gored by the bison at Yellowstone National Park. Connor writes us. We'll move on after this.
Connor
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. He said, you spoke about something similar a while back, where men specifically overestimate how big an animal they can handle when stuff like this happens. Yes, we've seen those studies.
Yeah.
We also had that brilliant conversation worldwide a month ago. 99 men, or was it 100 men versus one gorilla?
Gorilla.
Who wins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many guys would they, was it, what percentage
how many guys
of guys?
Would die?
No, that's where you went. Die. You went with how many men would die.
I said 20% would perish.
The gorilla experts said that less men than we believe would die, only because the gorilla would get gassed early. It doesn't have a great cardiovascular system.
Oh.
It doesn't do – it's really strong, not great cardio.
Oh. You would think it would probably have a pretty lean diet.
What do you want from me? He's not running.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are usually just kind of sitting around, looking around.
You've never seen a gorilla in a marathon.
No, you don't.
All right, let's take a break.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.